Okay, so as we all know, Father Thunderbolt has started the Buckley Centre here, and as a youth hostel, and we're just taking off now with all the hiccups and so on. It's really for all the preaching that we want to do here. So it's very auspicious today that we have with us His Holiness Shivram Swami. Hare! So we welcome warmly here at the Bhakti Center. The occasion, of course, is it's Mother Kalangana's birthday. And she's only 21. And you would believe that if you knew what she does every day. But she's well into the 80s now. But she has the heart of a 21-year-old. I was just recently speaking to her, and I said, when Prabhupada was in his 70s, Govinda Dasi came and said that in America, Prabhupada, we celebrate birthday like this. So Govinda Dasi brought a big cake with so many candles on it. And she said to Prabhupada that now you have to blow all this out. So Prabhupada had never done these things. He said, I've never celebrated like this. So Prabhupada, in one go, he blew all the candles out. There was hundreds of candles, or whatever it was, 60 candles, whatever they could get in the can. And Prabhupada said, didn't I do well? Because in one go, he blew every single one out. He said, for an old man, that is wonderful. So Govinda Dasi says that to Prabhupada, do we celebrate birthdays? And Prabhupada said, to her at least, there are many occasions, he may have said many things. He said, because in this life, you met your spiritual master, so this birth is very auspicious and you can celebrate your birth. So Mother Kalangana had met Prabhupada in this life as well, so we can definitely celebrate her birthday. I know often when I speak to her, you know, when we live in the temple, communal living is not very easy. All living together. This is also a little communal living here. And when Prabhupada was at a temple, and many devotees had come to see him, and especially all the ladies had come to see him and said that they were finding it very difficult getting on with each other. Because when you all live together, you see everything. So they said to Prabhupada, he's doing this, she's doing that. So Prabhupada was giving a lecture. And Prabhupada said, because they said now it's difficult, spiritual life has become very difficult. So Prabhupada said, and this is a story I will share with Mother Kalangana, that Prabhupada said that spiritual life is difficult. And then all the devotees were pacified. They were thinking, yes, Prabhupada finally understands our predicament of all of us living together. And then he went a little further and he said, actually, it's not difficult. It is extremely difficult. Because you're all living together and it's so... But he said, but the alternative, material life, is impossible. It's impossible. So it's great to have someone like Mother Kalangana who has lived still in the temple after 40 odd years, still living with all of us in the building. And it's a great inspiration. It's a great inspiration to have her. Prabhupada would often say, and on a note, that he would speak in that manner, that he said that to make a devotee, take so much gallons of blood. So much gallons. So he said, that's difficult. But he said, but to keep a devotee, to maintain them so that they stay in the temple, is more difficult. So devotees thought, this is okay, difficult, more difficult. But he said, to maintain a devotee, to keep a devotee, but to keep them inspired, is the most difficult. So to inspire us, we have with us His Holiness Shivram Swami. And he's going to address all of us. And after that, we'll request Pranamanda to speak a few words, Radhakanta, and then we'll request Mother Kalangana to speak a few words. And Maharaj needs to leave early as well. His Holiness Holiness Sivaram Swami Maharaj.
Jai.
We don't have a PA system, so you're going to have to really open your ears out.
Don't far be speaking loud enough, because everything sounds very loud.
There's a fan on, so that might be not helping us, maybe.
But continuing on from what Shruti said, to keep devotees inspired is very, very difficult. And Mother Kalangana is one such devotee. She's self-inspired. That's very rare. Keeping devotees inspired requires someone to be inspired. And she's always both inspired and very inspiring. I think everyone agrees. She's such a wonderful devotee, and that inspiration only comes from one thing. So Bhagavatam says that, what does Bhagavatam say? If bhakti or devotional service is being properly discharged, and if it's thriving in the heart, and especially if someone chants Hare Krishna without offense, then they're automatically inspired because they're in contact with the greatest source of inspiration, which is Krishna. Otherwise, then it's very difficult, and then it's sort of very mechanical. You become enthusiastic one day, and you're down the next. But still, Rupa Goswami says, Utsaha, that we should continue trying to be enthusiastic. But Mother Kalanga, she's always enthusiastic, and that is a sign of... You're not falling asleep on me, are you? She's always enthusiastic. And that's a sign of spiritual advancement.
We should stop all that. I think no one will hear anything. Thank you.
I first met Mother Kalangana when I came to the UK. In fact, at least the first remembrance I have is her telling me how she was moving to New Vrindavan. And she moved to New Vrindavan. And then, of course, good thing for the UK Yatra, she came back. And I'll let the other devotees speak. For me, one of the most inspiring or the most inspiring things is how Mother Kalangana really pioneered the standard of sweets, Mangalartik sweets, for the lordships. And which are really, it's still, as far as I've gone anywhere, it's sort of unparalleled. I try to get devotees in Hungary to copy them, but they don't yet match. And that's very extraordinary. And the further evidence of someone who's very inspired is that they can take further, they can elaborate further on the wonderful aspects of Krishna consciousness that we have. Srila Prabhupada gave us, he taught us, make sweets. But I'm sure Srila Prabhupada sees Kalangana's sweets, and you know, his eyebrows, the way Prabhupada's eyebrows would look. The big smile, he would smile. These are the things that you really have to know in the spiritual world. One of the things that you have to know, how to cook. You can't cook. You got no place in the spiritual world. And these milk sweets are extremely important because, as far as I can read, Krishna doesn't eat chocolate cakes, doesn't eat ice cream, but he eats all of these very wonderful traditional sweets that we read about in Chaitanya Charitamrita. And particularly Kaviraj Goswami, his books, he always gets into real length about different types of preparations. And so, amongst other things, I think that amongst the Vaishnav community, Mother Kalangana has won sort of a perpetual fame, name for herself as a person who really taught us how to make extraordinary sweets for Radha Gokulananda and Sitaram Lakshman Hanuman. And no doubt by that is pleasing them by making it, and the other is that she's actually also passed on that those teachings to others. Once when Prama Prabhupada arrived in Australia, and it was quite late in the evening, but still then Kurma Prabhu cooked, and he cooked some sabji, and then he got the puris. When Prabhupada saw the puris, he asked, "Who has made these?" He said, "Temple president said such and such, just call him here." So he called him there, and Prabhupada said, "The puris." Prabhupada really liked puris. He was a puri lover, more than chapatis. He liked puris. And then he thanked him. He says, "Thank you very much." He says, these are very wonderful puris. So Srila Prabhupada liked when we got things right, which was generally quite rare. And so I'll conclude. I think Srila Prabhupada is also very pleased by Mother Kalangana because she got it right. Mother Kalangana ki, Kalangana Devi Dasi ki jai. Someone else is going to speak.
Yes, Pranamandu, some words, and then Radha Kalka. And then Mother Kalangana.
Hare Krishna, everyone. Happy birthday, Mother Kalangana.
Haribo.
Generally, I'm not known for saying anything very good, or my ability to speak is kind of pretty shallow. I'm going to have a good bash at it today. Actually, when we first joined the temple, Bhaktivedanta Manor, for the first 9 odd years, I've been with the traveling Sankirtan parties up north, etc. So I didn't know Mother Kalangana so well. When it really hit me was when we finally returned back to Bhaktivedanta Manor, and at that time, even Bhaktivedanta Manor was certainly, the sweets were known, well known. And then Mother Kalangana, all of a sudden, there was a decision that she's off to Vrindavan. Not having known her very much, that was the first time I said, "My God, how can we be losing such a wonderful devotee from Bhaktivedanta Manor?" But of course, it was simply a little pastime of hers that by the great desire of the devotees at Bhaktivedanta Manor, she returned back to the feet of Radha Gokulananda a few years later. I was thinking today, Mother Kalangana finishes a notion of wonderful qualities. And I felt that there's many verses within our scripture which are applicable. But one such verse in Bhagavad Gita, 18th chapter, Samodama tapaswacham shantim ajavam evacha jnanam vijnanam ashtakam brahma karma sabhavacham. That Mother Kalangana is an emblem of this verse. Sama means to be peaceful. Mother Kalangana is always peaceful. She's always very joyful. She's up at 2 o'clock in the morning. And from 2 o'clock in the morning, she's chanting around. She's 10 in the morning program. And never, I don't know, I've never seen her in any way near depressed or upset or always very, very joyful. She's self-controlled. I've never seen her angry. The only time, only once she was angry is because I was on a fast. I was fasting for a few days, and when she saw me And she gave me the stick that, ah, Prabhu, Ananda Vigra, not happy with you. And that was the time when I got a little bit of her anger. Tapa, austerity. She's one for austerity, you know. And someone at this age, such an advanced age, to be up at 2 o'clock, to go through the whole day, and making those sweets are no easy task. They require a lot of this. Huh? So, very austere devotee. Eats very simply, but serves as much as possible. Socham, purity. And a very pure person. He never speaks ill about anybody. And she is a friend to all. Always wishing, wanting their best. Shantim, arjavam, tolerance, honesty. She's honest. She even pays for her mangalas. She's the only one who goes and pays the pujari and then gives her sweets away. Yes. And knowledge and wisdom. She is always giving what she learned from Srimad Bhagavatam, Srila Prabhupada's instructions. And she's actually very realized in those instructions because she's living them. She's actually living them. She actually puts someone like me to great shame because the amount of service that she does, it puts someone like me to great shame. I say, Bhagavata Kalangana, you're a very, very sweet devotee. You have the sweets that you offer to Shishi Radha Gokulananda because they are being imbued with love, your love for the deities of Krishna. Those sweets, you made Radha Gokulananda very famous around the planet. And surely, because of that, Mother Kalangana's name is also very famous around the globe as the supreme sweet maker in ISKCON. So, thank you very much for setting such a wonderful, wonderful example. And I always remain indebted to you for your perfect example. I pray that you can bless me, that one day I can at least do even a little bit, a tiny bit of what you have achieved and doing for Radha Gokulananda, Srila Prabhupada. And my one little wish that if ever I had an opportunity to come back to this material world, I probably will, but not in a human form. But in case I do come back in a human form, my only wish would be that I could have a mother who can be like you. Mother Kalangana Pita.
Quick, quick, stand up. We don't have time. You stop. You have to do as you're told. Come on. Quick, quick, quick. I do as I'm told. So
do you. So, just like to offer my humble obeisances to His Holiness Shivaram Swami Maharaj, Madhu Kalangana, and to all the assembled devotees. And we thank you all very much for coming here this evening and blessing Bhakti Center with your lotus footprint. Thank you all very much. Hare Krishna. Hare.
Some words about Mother Kalangana. Something about Mother Kalangana.
For me, Mother Kalangana is summed up in a few words. She's an ocean of love, and if I say anything more, it may become too personal. But I used to write all my realizations with Mother Kalangana, and one day, if Krishna allows, hopefully we'll publish this as a book. So this will be very cool.
That'll be difficult for her. She can talk to her. We can turn around.
Fine, okay. Maybe we all turn around and we can see her. I think Mother Kalangana's life is summed up. There's a nice statement Churchill makes. He says that you make a living by what you get, but you make a life by what you give. And, you know, our lives, often my life at least, is all about taking and taking and taking. But her whole life is all about giving and giving and never stopping to give. And that's really a summary of her life. Father Kalangana ki.
Jai.
I am very thankful. I am astonished. I just can't believe it that Maharaj was so kind and come here and. Actually, you know, Maharaj is my Siksha Guru. I ask him to be my Siksha Guru. So I don't deserve your mercy. I don't deserve Maharaj's mercy. This is inconceivable, actually, arrangement, Krishna's arrangement that I am here. And Krishna wants me to speak. Actually, Shruti Dham is helping me in my spiritual life constantly. And many times he repeats, when you think about Lord Chaitanya and Nityananda, the most difficult thing becomes the easiest one. But when you forget him, so the easiest thing becomes the most difficult. So for me it's very difficult to speak today, but I try to concentrate my mind on Lord Chaitanya. Because, you know, Siksha Guru is like Srila Prabhupada, is like Guru. So I know that Prabhupada sometimes asked his disciple to speak, and he was sitting and hearing. I am not completely qualified to speak, but Prabhupada was doing that, so I have to accept this, that my Siksha Guru is sitting here, and I am speaking. One thing I would like to say is that Shivaram Maharaj is great, great Vaishnava. And Srila Prabhupada said that you can recognize Vaishnava by his activities. This is nothing sentimental in Hare Krishna movement. Everything is real. So, you know, Shivaram Maharaj was able to create such a center in Hungary where everything first is spotlessly clean. And cleanliness is next to godliness, Srila Prabhupada said. And is completely perfect, wonderful center. Tamal Krishna Maharaj was saying, every Janmashtami I would like to spend on this place. Such exalted, such ecstatic activities are going there. And this is all conducted by Shivaram Maharaj. So by his activities, we can see that he can deliver from this actually terrible place, because Prabhupada say like that this material world is a terrible place, not a place for gentlemen to live. So by his activities, he can deliver Shivaram Maharaj thousands of people from Maya, and bring him actually back to Godhead. That means he can deliver people from birth, death, disease, and old age. Because Prabhupada says, if Guru can deliver disciple from birth, death, disease, and old age, he is not a Guru. But Shiva Maharaj is so dedicated that he says, I don't want to leave my body in Vrindavan. I would like to leave my body where are my disciples in Hungary. He's so merciful.
Come on, can I, may I interrupt?
Therefore,
we would like to hear you talk about your service to Raghu Kulnanda.
Yes. Yes, this is real thing. That activity is real thing. And me, I can't even deliver myself from Maya. That's only one person, Kulangana, is on my head, nothing more. So this is why I am ashamed to speak here in front of Shivaram Maharaj. But Krishna put me in such a position. So I also would like to thank Radha Kanta. He is helping me actually constantly in spiritual life. And I know that about 5 years he was endlessly fighting with government. He spent days and night that this center can be open because it was so many opposition. He's very cultured person, very organized, and actually by his incredible endeavor this center now start to function in very wonderful way. So I thank him also very much for everything what he is doing for me. Maybe I can have some water. I would like to say also, when I was a little girl, it was party for a children. And the person who was guiding this party was calling children to come on a stage to say some poem. At this time I was probably 5 years old. And suddenly I put my hand up and I just was going to this stage, and my mother was astonished because I didn't know anything. But my brother had little book for the children, and it was written down in this book, Idzie raczek przez krzaczek, a ma czerwony kubraczek. Ejże pożyczę go Zosi, jak mnie ładnie poprosi. So I don't know how, but I was reading this, and I remember. So I stand on a stage, and I just say exactly this poem. And this person who was writing this party says, Krysiu, I wish you, because my name was Krystyna, Krysiu, I wish you that you express yourself so shortly your whole life. So it was his wishes. So I also express today myself, I just express myself as short as possible according to his advice. So I would like only to say about spiritual life. I was just hearing today Srila Prabhupada. He said that if you can go back to Godhead by lift, so why not to take lift and just be immediately on a 10th floor instead to walk step by step slowly upstairs is much better. So he says this Lord Chaitanya movement is like coming up by lift to the 10th floor immediately. Immediately, by the mercy of Lord Chaitanya, Prabhupada says, you can contact Krishna and experience love to God, he said. So this is the most important, to develop this love to God. And Prabhupada says that Lord Chaitanya's mercy is, we can't compare to anything, because by this lift, because Prabhupada says life is very short in Kali Yuga, and we don't have so much time. And he says by this lift, immediately we can contact God. And he says, maybe I will read here, he said that this process is so nice, and this process is to chant Hare Krishna Maha Mantra, Harer Nama, Harer Nama, Harer Nama, Iva Kevalam Kalyo Nasteva, 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 Gadir Anyata. This is what it is. Whole secret is to chant without offenses this Hare Krishna Maha Mantra. And by this chanting, you are directly giving love of God. Prabhupada says, Lord Chaitanya is directly giving love of God. And immediately we learn how to love God. So, he said, Srila Prabhupada, I am begging you, I am only saying, please, you chant every day 16 rounds, and when you finish these 16 rounds, you will get everything. These are Prabhupada's words. So, I am not very educated, I don't have any qualities actually good. I am completely Kali Yuga person, and only by this mercy of Lord Chaitanya, of Srila Prabhupada and Lord Chaitanya, that I sincerely and very seriously, since beginning, concentrate all my heart and all my mind on this Hare Krishna Maha Mantra. And only by this process I actually make spiritual advancement. So Srila Prabhupada, he said, even if you don't study my books, but if you are engaged in devotional service and chant the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra, you will know everything about God. So, if I understand anything, this is of mercy of a Vaishnavas and mercy of Srila Prabhupada. Without mercy of a Vaishnavas, I am completely lost. Because every day I have to fight with Maya. My mind is not my friend. So when I see what a devotee is doing, really much more advanced than me, I am so inspired, and I just try to follow in on their footsteps. And this is only actually I am able to live in a temple by mercy of great Vaishnavas, especially like Pranabandhu and Shruti Dham, who are completely fixed in devotional service since years. And Srila Prabhupada was asking so many devotees, please stay in Bhaktivedanta Manor, please become a pujari, please don't leave this place. But very surprisingly, all these devotees, they are not in Bhaktivedanta Manor. Many of them was there, but they, somehow or other, they are not in manor, but Pranabandhu and Shruti Dham, endlessly they sacrifice their life for a service. So I also thank you for this association. This is how I actually am able to continue this process. And now I am 81 years old, so I can understand. Even Srila Prabhupada, when he was 81 years more old, was last time in Bhaktivedanta Manor. So he sent a message by Tamar Krishna Maharaj that he is a young boy. So sometimes I say to Shivaram Maharaj that I am a young girl. And Maharaj say, I am younger than you. So Maharaj is joking with me like that. So now I am 81 years old. So I can understand. That I am not a young girl, but I am really very old. This I can understand. And I am really begging you. I beg for your mercy. I will never go back to Godhead without your mercy. I know that. So I am just begging you that I only pray to Krishna that I can chant this Hare Krishna Maha Mantra and remember Krishna at the moment of death. And this is only possible by your mercy. Thank you very much. Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna.
To conclude on, I don't know what you say, but I know prioritization of